Begin the current daven. Set the Shabbos daf peivov. Begin that amenal. Begin with taste the masal. Begin the words of the Gemara. Minayin lepaletzes v'chula. Where do we know regarding halacha of a woman who admits to seed that is going to be a tuma for 3 days? Shemayim says in the pasuk here in the chayim l'shleishes yamim, you should be prepared for 3 days. Shemayim can explain. Where do you see that the tuma of keri that is forbidden before ma'antera? Now we learn in the Mishnah. How do we know that the woman's shechvazera that she admits from the zachar is going to be tummy even up until day 3, that is from the pasuk here in the Chodesh Shleishes Yom. From the fact that they separate 3 days before, it's obviously because it's going to be tummy for 3 days. What bothers Tais is, Tair wasn't given yet. And there are no laws of Tum and Tahara. Talk to learn from this pasuk. That's the Tais of Bishabah, even though at that moment that Dain learned in the Tair, the Tair wasn't given yet. However, Mistama, we could presume Hikbi the Tair, the Tair is particular, Al Dabash Asaliyah's Tumma, Achaman Tair, on something that will be tummy after Matan Tair, which is the case, and therefore, Hashem wanted them separated for all that time. Now, Va'avak Abdullah Kipida, now what Taisa for once is that even though the Torah was not particular for Matan Torah, Al Zavin, regarding those people that were Azav, or Mitzaran, or Mitzar, Isabel, and Nidas, or had relations with Nidam, which are also Tumas. How come they only had to separate from their husbands regarding Plate to Shech Vazera, not for all these other things? That's because specifically regarding Shech Vazera, the time of Levin, the Bryce Perk, Mishabes, and Brachas, and Chabes, and Al. Sivan says in the Pasuk, you shall let this be known, which was the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai, to your sons and your grandsons. Sivan says in the Pasuk, which refers to the day that you stood in front of Hashem, your God, on Har Sinai. Which teaches, just like over there, regarding receiving the Torah is with awe and fear and trepidation and with trembling. So too, when you learn Torah and you teach it to your sons and grandchildren, it has to be like what was by Matan Torah. From here they say that Zav and Mitzaron is regarding if someone is a Zav or Mitzayro or had relation with a Nidam, although he's Tame, you're allowed to learn Torah, Nevi'im, Mishnayos, Gemara, Halachas, Agadis, or Balikari and Esarin, but a Balikari, that's forbidden. Perish, the Balikari, in the Ma'im of the Yira, because that is a flaw in being like the day that you stood before Hashem and Harchayev, which we see this concept here in the actuality, as we're explaining by Har Sinai, because of Balkari, and someone does not have fear and trepidation, because the Machmas Kalas Reishu Ba, that Tumma comes from a lightheadedness in contrast to all the other Tummas, and therefore specifically that one, that is from his particular before the receiving the Torah. So again, the Torah was only particular about that one, because of Kalas Reish, even though the Torah wasn't given yet, it was particular about what would be even afterwards, which the one that precludes you from learning Torah is that of the Kalas Reish of the Tumma of Keri. Though there's no proof to this, there is at least a recollection. What's the proof from here that sicha, anointing, is like drinking? That is, our Mishnah quoted this halacha, that anointing, smearing oneself with cream on Yom Kippur, is like drinking, which is forbidden. And the Mishnah says, although there's no proof, there is at least somewhat of a recollection of that idea. Like the pasuk says, tobe chamayim bekir ba'ucha shemen ba'atzmaisa. Just like water comes into a person's innards, so there's oil on a person's bones. What's bothering Tais is, why isn't that a complete raya? It's not just Teichel Dava. That's what Tais is, no miyo. However, the raya gemur loyav. It's not a complete proof. When it's referring to the water over there, it's actually not talking about water coming in through the inside from the digestive tract. El brachitza is talking about water on the outside too of bathing. From the mashma, that's what the pasuk sounds like it's saying. Mayim dumi the shemen, it's comparing the water to the oil. Mashemen mavroi, af mayim mavroi, just like the oil is anointed on the outside, so too is the water on the outside. And therefore, it's not really referring comparing sicha to shtia, because it's not the drinking of the water, it's the bathing of the water, and therefore it's not a raya, it's only a zech. Now, based on this, taste is a bakash lari, difficult to the read. Could the repair basud yuman, the last peg, the yuman, the vine, the come, the gemara tells us the rechitza ikri in the minolam. Where do we know that bathing is a violation of afflicting, which is an obligation of Kippurim? So, Amr Bzuchis is mahacha from this passing, which is, batavichamayim, bikirbo ibegaimer, which is, mayim dumi the shemen, as we said, that the pasuk is equating water to oil. Mashemen mabrai, bakula, just like the oil is on the outside, so the water on the outside is a violation of the inay. But wondering the Tan of our Mishnah says the opposite. But not like when the Mishnah, how do we know that anointing is a violation? Just like drinking, it brings our pasuk, which obviously the word is referring to inside, not rechitza. That's the Gemara's question over there. How are you learning out rechitza? That is Tosis in my part. What's the Gemara's question? Hatana d'masnini kama. What do I mean? The time of our Mishnah that the Gemara with is asking from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah explicitly says she'in ra'el adavah. That's not a proof. Why isn't it a proof? Like we just explained before. El azecha adavah. It's only recollection. Mishum demayim demid hashem kibrishis. Because actually it is comparing the water to the oil because it's actually water on the outside, like oil's on the outside. And that's why it's not a ra'el adavah. And then what's the Gemara over there asking, saying, wait a second, how can you learn a rechitza from here? The water is inside. No, we're saying it's exactly our tana that you're asking from. He says explicitly, it's the one on the outside. So that's the taste of Emery. He says the parakha. This is the Gemara's question. The icha shiva ra'i gemura. The rechitza kesicha k'da'amr. If it would be considered a bona fide proof that bathing is like anointing, like you said, which the Gemara within you is saying, then that's the question. Then it shouldn't even be a zecher ba'alma to say that we are alluding to sicha kishtia. Obviously, it's not such a clear idea that it's really talking about rechitza, and therefore that's what the Gemara says, that then that's the Gemara's question, that then you can't really learn rechitza. You're right. It's not a raigum, but why is it even a zecher ba'alma? Obviously, maybe it could be like interpreted as drinking, and therefore that wouldn't be a bona fide raya to the isser of rechitza as included in the violation of ino in the Mikipur. And the Tosfos continues, says, Kosh l'Rashba. Rashba is a difficulty. Why do we even bring this pasuk? Like we're saying, She'en el zecher ba'alma. All it is just a zecher. It's not even a really good proof, like we said. Should have brought a pasuk of Daniel, which is Daniel is saying that the desired bread I didn't eat, meat and wine didn't come to my mouth, I didn't anoint myself. That's a drasha gemurah, that's a bona fide drasha, and actually, menan nafkalim perek basa diyuma, this sicha ikriinu. That's what the gemurah actually ends up learning out, that anointing is like affliction in Kippurim, so therefore our Tana should have brought that pasuk. The Tosis remains with a question, why don't we bring from there that sicha is kashtia, and that pasuk in Daniel, and why are we bringing this pasuk, it's not even a raya gemurah. So Tosis explain that this pasuk, b'tovach hamayim bekirbach, Hashem el atzmaisav, is coming to teach us that bathing is like drinking. And this that we're learning from here, Sichas Kishtiya, is only a Zecher Ba'alma. Shirin says, the Masa begins the words of the Gemara, Tani Reisha Tahira, Umukula B'chulu. So it's going to explain if our Mishnah is like one Tana or two Tana. That is, we learn in our Mishnah, this Halacha, that the Tumah is for 3 days. So the Gemara said, that's not like a Blas Mazari who says only for 2 days. Difficulty is the next halacha of the Mishnah regarding Machitz and Asakot on the third day of the Mila, which falls on Shabbos, is like a Blas Mazari. So the Gemara says two approaches. Either you could say the whole Mishnah like a Blessed Mazariah, and you have to be curious if you pilot the Shech Mazariah on the day 3, it's actually beginning to Tahar, not Tameh. Or you could say like two Tanai. Yeah, the Reish like Draban and the whole the Tameh is even up until day 3, including day 3. And only the same as like a Blessed Mazariah. Now that's his taste. Let me read the Reish says, the Mishum Hachi. Now, because of this difficulty, that we want to say the Tana of the Mishnah is like one Tana, Eino Magil, a Mystic Tana, that would not bring us to edit the Mishnah and say that if someone's palet shech was there on the third day, is going to be tahira. Ella rather explains Tosfos. No, we wouldn't be magia kedei lo'uk mikulik revelaza to say that it's all revelaza. We wouldn't go ahead and just edit a word that says tumah to say tahira. Ella rather explains Tosfos. But lavachi, besides this point that we have this difficulty, ikud the tani tahira, ikud the tani tamea. There already were different versions in the halacha, the Mishnah. Some had the girsa tahira, some had the girsa tamea. Ah, helkach there, but that's what the Gemara is explaining. Mandalay Muki Kitanoi, the one who doesn't like saying that you have two different Tanoic opinions in one Mishnah. So he's going to prefer, and that's what the Gemara is saying, to say the Girsa, like those who say on day 3 it's going to be tough. Mandamuki Kitanoi, the one who has no problem saying that a Mishnah has two different Tanoic opinions in that one Mishnah, like Kapit Lashan is Tamei. He's not particular, he doesn't have to say that. Not particular, and there it could say that it's going to be Tamei on day 3. Now, but then Tosfos has the following question. But then, if you're going to say, Akati Havi Masnin Katanoi, our Mishnah is still like two different Tanoic opinions, even if you want to say that the Rishon and Sevetzer Gablazim Messiah. Because the Rishon and Masnitin, what we call the previous Mishnah, is all continuation, all these Menayans, that's Rebbe Kiva Katani Law. That's like Rebbe Kiva in the previous Mishnah, who the Rabbanan disagree with him, Mesefer, the Katani Paletis Taira. And this Sefer, meaning our Mishnah that says Tahira, like we're explaining for Gablazim Messiah, Hind like Rebbe Kiva. Because the Palik B'Samach Rabbah L'Bazayah, the Gemara quotes that he disagrees with Rabbah L'Bazayah. And he'll just say, is it B'Tam B'Yem Shlishi? So therefore, the Tosfos' difficulty is, even if you're going to be Gairis on the 30th Tahira, to say that it's not like two Tanaim, the problem is, the Halacha, the previous Mishnah, is like Rabbi Kiva. Well, that's the Tosfos' Mishnah, what you could say is, that, we're not bothered, even according to this opinion, to say that it's like Ketanoi, El Betray Babi the Smucha Zuachazu. Only two cases that one right after the other, like in our Mishnah. Regarding the Mila B'Yamishlishi and regarding the Tumma B'Yamishlishi of the Peleta Shechlasera. Aval Hidresh Pirkin, but that from the beginning of the Perk. Hamaduchakes Mahid the Peletes, that's very far from this case. What covered? Then we're not particular about that being like two different Tanoim, and therefore that's not a difficulty, even according to the one who says it's one Tan. But then the Tanoim says, then you're going to say a different question. The man the Tan, even if you're going to say that as, okay, it's one Tana, and day three is actually going to be Tar, but then if that's the case, not like the gear so we have in our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah should have said a different pasuk. That you should be saying about today and tomorrow. The mashma kabbalas mazar. That sounds more like kabbalas mazar. Who says that actually the separation was only 2 days? This pasuk sounds more like it could be interpreted, but it sounds more like that on day three was still tummy. So if you're saying like kabbalas mazar, you should have said the pasuk b'kedashim yemam macher, which is clearly only 2 days. Now, my Marie says, no, prefer to bring this pasuk of you should be prepared for 3 days. The muchach, that obvious in that pasuk, the Mishum played the Zerah Hikmet. Now, why are they separating 3 days? It's like the pasuk says, the chsibbe al tish alish, it says, don't come near the woman. So we know why it's there, because of the tumma of that of Pelet Zerah. But in contrast, the pasuk b'gedashim yemam macher doesn't tell us clearly the reasoning, and therefore, even if you hold on day three, it's going to be tar, but the Mishnah brought the pasuk of the heyin chayin l'shalish jam. Next stage, the masl, this begins with the Gemara, Pamshe and Dalet B'chul. Sometimes there are four aynas, sometimes five. But the Gemara, Taiz comes to ask, why didn't we say this anyway by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And as we had a machleik sanam in the Braisim, how long is the Tumah Shel Chazer? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, it's only 2 days, day three is Tar. Shmuel says, 3 days is going to be Tame. And Rabbi Kiva says, it's not really dependent on days, depends on how many aynas. 5 12-hour periods, a total of 60 hours, that's the halach of the Tumah. Now, what bothers Tais is because when the Braisa quoted Rabbi Shmuel, it mentioned that since it goes by days, sometimes it could be 4 oynas, sometimes 5, sometimes 6. So that says Tais is, well, what's with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? How come there doesn't mention? So it says Tais is, but most Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have a matzi nam l'shan ben zed. The Braisa could have also said, pam shen shtayim, pam shen gimel b'chulu, sometimes it's going to be 4. So why only by Rabbi Shmuel did we say that? Because anytime you're going by days, it could be either in the beginning of the day, or the middle of the day, or all the way at the end of the day. It's gonna be it could be a gap of 0, 1, or 2 different aynas. Elahachin not Rabbi Shmuel, but why did they only say by Rabbi Shmuel? Because the subgravy of it preached Rabbi Kiva, because he holds that the separation was on Wednesday, on day 4, like Rabbi Kiva. Oh, but honestly, boy, limitly commercial Rabbi Kiva, and that's what we're coming to say that he does not make it dependent on aynas, and therefore it could be relative. But that's what we didn't have to say, because anyways it doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, because he holds it on a different day. Shmuel holds the same day, we have to tell you, but that's what he differs from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva goes based on Einus, and he doesn't, therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it could differ. Next says, the master begins the words of the Gemara, Bashkama Allah. Hey, we go up in the morning, he says, can explain that specifically regarding Rabbi Kiva, that we have to say this halacha, that he would go up and down in the early morning. So he says, I'll lead Rabbi Kiva, I read, because according to Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel, that they all the Tumah Shel Chazer depended on days, not on Einus. So they didn't have to separate from the wives in the morning. The whole idea that he would come down in the morning was that he separated them on Yom Dalid. But that's only significant according to Rabbi Kiva, that would tell us the amount of hours. According to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Elazar, it doesn't make a difference in the morning, because according to Rabbi Shmuel could be before Shkia of Yom Dalid, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah before by Shkia of Yom Hei, and therefore the significance of that he came down in the morning, he separated them then, that's only significant according to Rabbi Kiva, which according to him, that's how you get the calculation of the 5 lines. So next says the mouth begins with words of Gemara, the Jewish people are holy, etc. Tzitzis comes saying, why did they not have marital relations during the day? Which is, the Gemara brings according to Rabbi Kiva, the Shech Vazer is Matama for 5 lines. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu separated them when he came down in the morning. So that the question is, okay, fine, he came down then, and that's where you get to calculate 60 hours. Problem is, why do you have to even separate them in the morning? It's during the daytime. Jewish people are holy. They don't have man relations during the daytime. Now, Bala Taisa is, but the Torah wasn't given yet. So they didn't have this issue yet. So why is the Gemara asking that he didn't have to separate them during the daytime? That's the Taisa, no. Balab Hochi Yahari Parshan. Even though the Torah wasn't given yet, they would still separate from their wives from having relations during the daytime. Because the Amalek, the Pasuk says, Baizu Derach of Yomis, the one who degrades his way, is going to die. That refers to having marital relations during the daytime, which is not respectful. It's not dignified. And therefore, even the Torah wasn't given, they still would not have done it. But moreover, the current Kedoshim, the Pasuk already calls them Kedoshim before the Torah was given. because on earlier day there in Sivan, it says Va'atim Tilam Alechas Kainim Agar Kodesh. On day two, they're already told to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So it was already at that point, they're already holy, and therefore they had that standard of Kedusha, and therefore, since they're Kedusha, they were not going to have relations during the day, and therefore that was the Gemara's question.